You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go right to the hotline from the NFL Network, from John Boy Media. Mr. Chris Rose joins us. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Christopher.
Gentlemen.
Are you well?
Sure.
All right, good.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, baseball team has shockingly hung around. Football team gave us an interesting first week.
They did. How do you shut down Joe Burrow and the Bengals offense and not win that game?
Well, we should have held them to 6 yards in the second half.
That's true, because they would have had a safety and they would have won by a point. You are correct, Chris Rose.
Yep. I would have done it.
He's right.
Yep.
Little unknown fact.
Spent a lot of time thinking about that. It's a real bummer. Real bummer, because it looks rough the next several weeks. I think you could go two ways as a fan. You could MF the TV, say, why haven't we cut our kicker? You know, our guys have got to come up with those footballs. Why in the world do our two interceptions have exactly the same result, where ball hits receiver's hands, pops into the air, and gets picked off? Like, couldn't it have gone the other direction? Like, we could sit here and do all that, and I wouldn't blame you for it. Or you could say, you know, we had some good things happen. I loved what our rookie class did for the most part. I thought that was really encouraging. But that's, you know, at the end of the day, we're not getting participation trophies, so it's hard to look at it that way.
Chris Rose, you're bringing another kicker this week or no?
Kevin said no.
Would you?
Right. I would have. But at the same time, guys, I have to tell you this. I watch every NFL game. I tell you this all the time. It is my job. There are not 32 of those people walking the planet. There aren't. There just aren't.
Isn't that weird, by the way? That's weird.
It is weird because, on one hand, we've never seen as much kicking talent in league history, but because we've never had as many close games as we've had, they've never been more important, and we still can't figure it out. And some people say, well, hold on, you know, the Ravens just went from Justin Tucker to this kid who nails a 50-yarder in his first attempt. Yes. He also missed a critical extra point that kind of got swept under the rug Sunday night, because instead of being up, I don't know, whatever it was, 15, would have been up 16. They lose by one. You know, just it all adds up, guys.
What'd you think of Mr. Flacco?
I thought he was good. Yeah, I thought he played well. Here's what I would say. Where we are, right now as a franchise, we have to be exceptional in certain areas because we're really deficient in others. And one of them is play calling in the red zone. And I didn't think that last drive where we settled for a missed field goal was great on Kevin's part. And Joe cannot take a sack there because that pushed us back 6 yards. He makes a 30-yard field goal. He missed from 36. So it's little things, but when you have such a thin margin of error, those are all big things. Kevin can't put him in a position. Joe can't take a sack. You know, it's all tough.
Chris Rose joining us, NFL Network. He and Maurice Jones-Drew do the best show you're going to see every Sunday night. You definitely need to go watch it, and it's other times during the day as well, NFL Game Day Final. You guys do a great job on that, Chris. I watch it every week.
Thank you.
Can the Browns go to Baltimore and do to the Ravens defense anything that resembles what they did to the Bengal defense?
Wait, are you saying can we do to the Ravens defense what the Bills did to them?
No, what the Browns did to the Bengals. In other words, can you cut their total offense in half? Can you slow down Derrick Henry? Can you slow down Lamar Jackson enough to win a football game?
No. No, we're going to have to score points.
Okay.
And can we hold them to 24 or 28? Sure, it's possible. You're going to have to, you know, or 27. We're going to have to hold them to some field goals. The problem is they've got the two best runners in the league. You know, Derrick Henry
and
is
Lamar
the best
Jackson
runner of the football in the league. Yeah. I think he's better than Saquon Barkley in terms of running the football. And Lamar Jackson, I mean, is the second best runner of the football. So you got that. They're going to be really pissed off. I get all that. We have played well there at times. You know, we forced Lamar into four turnovers in a game and end up losing on that Sunday night game several years ago. But, you know, let's see how good we are. Do I expect us to win? No. Would I feel good if we... I mean, once again, like, you don't want to feel good about losses, but I think we have to be honest with where we are as a franchise right now. And we've got the most, we're tied for the most rookies in the NFL, whether those are drafted guys or undrafted guys. And so there are going to be growing pains with that.
Chris, just because everyone else has kind of hopped in on this conversation a little bit, I'm just curious your thoughts as a native Clevelander. The thought of the Ravens celebrating their 30th anniversary against the Browns week one. Just your thoughts.
I think it's, if I could say what I really wanted to say, I would say it. I can't.
Gotcha.
It means a lot more to us as fans than it does to players. I know Kevin said in his press conference, you know, we know the history of the team. Well, I do have to be honest with you. Most players, when they come to a team, do not know the history, and that's not to belittle them.
Sure.
How is Aiden Huntington supposed to know about the history of the Cleveland Browns? He's a 22-year-old kid who probably doesn't know much about the city when he gets here. So to say that he knows the importance and what this means to us when the Ravens picked of all days to celebrate their 30th anniversary for shoplifting a team.
Like, keep going, brother. Keep going.
Yeah, I can't sit here and say I blame the players. Now, they might say that they want this for the fans, and I do believe they do, but they want it for themselves. They want for the hard work that they put in, and they deserve to have that. It would be great if we went in there and kicked their ass and walked out of there and said, hope you enjoyed your 30th anniversary special. Like, but, you know, the league likes this sort of stuff. For us as Browns fans to sit here and say, well, how could they let them do it? Well, folks, I mean, they let them steal a team. So this is nothing. They like when there are storylines. They like that sort of edge to it. So don't expect the NFL to step in and be like, hey, you know what? It's a little on the insensitive side. That just doesn't happen.
That sums it up well. A little on the insensitive side. I like that. You mentioned the Guardians. 2.5 games back. They're not dead till they're completely dead. I've really been impressed with the way they've pitched down the stretch. I give the rotation a lot of credit. What's touched you most about it?
Yeah, that it's some guys that you don't expect to. I mean, here's the great thing about being in the Guardians organization. First of all, they treat their people really well. I mean, when I talk to players that have played for Cleveland, they talk about how much they like it. And I know that doesn't always translate over to fans, but it is a big thing. So they feel appreciated and welcomed. And when you're young, you're going to get a shot. God, have we seen it in the outfield? For God's sakes, they got to run with these guys who have no business getting critical at bats, but they do. And I think the same thing can be said for Slade Ciccone, who was never seen as a starter in Arizona, and Joey Cantillo, who was the last of the six players from the Clevenger trade to finally crack the big leagues. And, you know, he did an amazing job last night. Amazing. And I was so happy that Vogt gave him a chance to start the ninth. I had no problem with him pulling him once the tying run came up to the plate. But that was great. And I will give them a ton of credit for hanging around here. I told you last week or 2 weeks ago that they were dead. That
yes,
they had zero
did.
Shot.
Yep.
And I don't mind owning that because it's way better caring about a 340 game my time today to watch than not caring. So I think it's awesome. I think Voter deserves a lot of credit. I don't understand why we played Nolan Jones and Noel last night. Like, I still can't figure that. I'm going to have to talk to them in the off season about their philosophy on that. But, and heck, even David Fry, who got, you know, big hits. Like, but, you know, guy's been hitting .150. Like.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know,
Chris, will Seattle crack and give up that spot? I mean, they've got Angels, Kansas City.
Okay. Hear me out.
I'm listening.
Houston is the team you got to pay attention to right now.
Hmm.
They are so banged up. They just lost Luis Garcia last night, who was only making his second start back from 28 months away because of Tommy John. So they're banged up. Next week, they've got Seattle and Texas. They could be in trouble. They're the team you got to watch. So I think Seattle's going to be okay.
So hope that Texas gets hot, catches Houston, and Houston drops behind the Guardians. I got it. All right. I'm good with that.
No.
You want Seattle. No. Seattle will win the division. No,
got That's it. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. We have to beat Texas. And Texas has got, right, I think they've got the best coming up. You know, they've got some interesting things going on.
And we get them at the end.
Evaldi are out there.
Yeah.
And we get them at the end. That would be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. Cool.
Is there a guy in the rotation, maybe other than Gavin Williams, who you think this guy could develop into an ace?
No. No, because my definition of ace is different than everybody else's. Like, ace doesn't mean best pitcher on your staff, because you could have a crappy staff. I mean, I think that, like, there's some teams that have two aces. Not a lot, but there have been over the years.
You think Gavin can do it? That guy who goes out and shuts you down? Corey Kluber-esque?
Yeah, I think he... Yeah, he's different than Kluber, but he's really shown me something the last 4 months. Really impressive, because I didn't know if he could mature into that. You know, so often he'd be at 80 pitches through 3 1/3.
Yeah.
And he'd have to figure out how we're going to make it through the rest of this game, and that's not who he is now. And when guys take that step, you know, and he's done something to his fastball, because it used to be the most hittable 98 miles an hour I'd ever seen.
Not much anymore. Chris, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it, guys. Enjoy. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Take care, bro.
Yes, sir.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.